Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Lorraine, good morning and congratulations on some fantastic, fantastic results. How are you feeling this morning?
Hi Howard, very, very thrilled, excited, and quite humbled at these magnificent results.
All right, so give us the headlines. What are the results?
Well, we have some magnificent results. Just to tell you, we had 179 students, and we achieved 728 distinctions, which works out to 4 distinctions per student. We've been blessed with 25% of our students that achieved a full house or more. 55% of the subjects that were written at King David Lingsfield resulted in 80% or higher. And phenomenally, we have 23 of our students that have matriculated with an average of above 90%. So those are the headlines. And as well as the fact that we had 25 children in our Ed Support Program who had come in with certain barriers to learning and have all matriculated with university entrance, and there are 27 distinctions amongst them. So those are outstanding headlines, I'm sure you will attest to.
Absolutely incredible. Now, you apparently are sitting with a number of your students. It is radio, so I'm going to ask you to introduce them and just to tell our listeners, tell us who you are sitting with and what they've managed to achieve.
So I'm sitting with Shannon Walpe and Ricky Topkin. They are our very special students. They both achieved 9 distinctions each and, you know, phenomenal results. Just really very proud of them. And I think if I could just add that Shannon had achieved a distinction in AP Maths, and which was something that's unprecedented. Ricky achieved distinctions in both mathematics and English. And I think that these two subjects really show the extent of their wonderful achievements. So
absolutely incredible.
Proud of both of them.
Shannon, if I can just ask you, what was the biggest challenge last year?
Yes. So naturally, of course, it's going to be the abrupt change to our everyday social life and our school experience. Adjusting to education online was difficult at first, but once we found our strides, I think we actually managed to really adapt to our situation and overcome any other hurdles. I feel like, if anything, it taught us how to become vigilant, how to become reactive and truly adapt our surroundings. And I feel like it's only played to our advantage.
Yeah, I think that's right, and I think that does distinguish people. It is very much a differentiator. Ricky, I'm fascinated by the fact that you did AP Afrikaans and even got a distinction both in English, AP English and AP Afrikaans. What motivates a person to do AP Afrikaans?
I'm flattered, and I wish I did do AP Afrikaans.
Oh, you didn't?
It was only AP English for me.
Ah, okay.
And maths.
All right. So, I didn't even know there was such a thing. Well, I don't even know if there is. So tell me about AP English. That sounds absolutely awesome.
So originally I took AP English because I was doing my SATs, and I was told that it would help me with, like, because I want to study in America. Uh-huh. I was told that it would help me with American literature and all of that. But at the end of the day, I love poetry, and I love the, AP English is very Greek mythology focused, mm-hmm. and that's one of my favorite aspects. But at the end of the day, I did take it to help me with my American literature, and I hope that it will be beneficial.
Well, I'm sure that it will. I certainly wish you both an incredible amount of success in the future. Lorraine, if I can
just
come back to you. I read a message earlier, and I'm not sure if you were listening, from one of our listeners who spoke about the fact that he has 2 kids. One is academic, one is not academic. And he says that it's a difficult time of year for he and his wife at this time because of the focus on academic achievement and in terms of distinctions, whereas for one of the kids, maybe it's just, not just, but it's actually getting a solid result. How do you talk to that?
Yeah, I suppose that today one does, you know, as the matric results come out, we do sort of that's just the way it is, that that everybody talks about the distinctions. But I think that this is not what is defining. I think that if a school can look around at who they've had as part of their matric cohort and they can see that every single child reached his or her potential, that really is the success. And so I think that as parents, as long as you teach your kids to understand that everybody has different strengths and weaknesses and that it's, you know, getting 9 distinctions is outstanding, but actually getting university entrance or allowing yourself some form of access to tertiary education, reaching your potential is probably the most important lesson that we as a school and I guess as parents can teach. I know that we're focusing only on distinctions today, but I think that's why in the beginning of my, you know, when we started chatting that I needed to highlight how magnificent our results are, that it's not just about distinctions. It's about being able to be so satisfied when I sit back and see just, you know, children that we never ever believed or they never believed that they would actually ever matriculate. And they've not only matriculated, but they've done brilliantly.
Absolutely phenomenal. And all the success to all of your students who are moving on to the next chapter in their lives. I've got no doubt that they are fully equipped to face the many challenges.